Hello, Symphony, and welcome to our Friday morning devotional. Every Friday, we go through a book of the Psalms, and today is Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. Selah. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation, and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the King. May he answer us when we call. Amen. This is one of my favorite Psalms. David's words of blessing are just so sweet and endearing to me because of the confidence he has in the Lord. First one says, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. When somebody we know is going through a hard time, it's easy to turn to ourselves first. What can I say to make them feel better? Is there anything I can do to help? Now, there's nothing wrong with this, but sometimes words fail us. Sometimes there are situations that are completely out of our control. It's easy to feel helpless when others are hurting. This became so real to me when my family suffered through more than a decade against my younger sister's battle with clinical depression. There were seasons where everything felt impossible. Trips to the ER, hospitalizations, police interventions, family counseling. We were exhausted, and it was heartbreaking to see a loved one going through the pains of life, and heartbreaking to see my parents going through that too. We did everything we possibly could as a family. We tried everything, every type of therapy that we thought would be beneficial to her, every type of medicine. Even when we did all the so-called right things, her mental illness would not allow her to receive the love we tried to give her. I was exhausted and felt so completely useless each day. But these trials drove us right into the arms of the Father as we desperately prayed to God for deliverance. However, so many of my prayers were filled with unbelief. Things seemed so impossible that some days I could not even articulate my prayers into words. It was not until I experienced God's answer in my own day of trouble, his protection, his help in the sanctuary in my own life, that I was able to pray with the same confidence that David prayed. David is able to confidently speak these blessings because he had experienced God's deliverance for his life personally. Verse 4 to 5 says, may he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation and in the name of our God set up our banners. These verses fill me with so much hope. When you are in the depths of despair, your heart's desire and plan seem completely out of the picture. You are just trying to survive. That's what my sister was trying to do. Simply survive. But being able to pray over her things that she cannot hold on to at the moment is powerful, especially her salvation. It reminds me of a really trying season I had when I was a senior in college. I felt like I couldn't see past what was going on the next hour, let alone the next day. I remember Sunny praying over me, and she prayed over the next 10 years of my life. I remember I started crying because I felt so blessed that someone was able to pray in confidence, victory over the next decade of my life when I was just unable to see past tomorrow. Is there someone in your life that you can pray this psalm over? May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation. Verse 6 says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. Although it took more than a decade of struggling, I praise God because he has brought my sister and my family so much healing in this area. It's still a struggle sometimes, but especially in light of the darkest seasons, God has been so faithful. He provided the right professionals to walk alongside her and the right dosages of medication. But not only that, but God saved her. Amidst what seemed the impossible, my sister accepted Jesus as her Lord. Some trust in chariots and some trust in men, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in saying the right words or being the perfect friend, sibling, parent, or child, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in finances, some trust in resources and stability, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Ironically, right as I was writing this part of the devotional, my sister messaged me saying that she relapsed. My initial reaction was to panic, but I am choosing to believe that what God says in His Word is true. Some trust in chariots and some trust in men, but I will trust in the name of the Lord our God. May He answer us when we call. As we close this devotional, let's take some time today to pray and reflect on this word. Is there someone in your life that you want to pray this prayer of blessing over today? Let's pray in confidence and out of testimony of how God has also saved and delivered us. Let's pray. God, we thank You that Your name is trustworthy. That God, You are a God who answers us when we call. May You answer us in the day of trouble. We thank You that You, O God of Jacob, protect us and that You help us from the sanctuary and You give support from Zion. Thank You that You remember all of our offerings and regard with favor our burnt sacrifices. I thank You, God, that You grant us our heart's desire and fulfill all of our plans because You give us Your heart's desire and You give us the Holy Spirit to fulfill all of those plans. I pray, God, that we would shout for joy and salvation as we set up our banners in the name of You, God. Lord, we are just so moved in gratitude that this is the God that You are. May You fill us today and give us an increase in trust in Your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.